Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. We are at the end of page 172. That is correct. The first number of these words, like the first half, all start with C-A-E, which is not something that we typically use here in English, but you know, you'll recognize some of these words. Maybe not this first one, though. It is Carefully. Capital C-A-E-R-P-H-I-L-L-Y. Noun from circa 1893. A mild, white, friable cheese of Welsh origin. I think that's friable, like it's able to be fried. F-R-I-A-B-L-E, friable. Caerphilly. And this is from Caerphilly, which is an urban district in Wales. It's probably one of the easier Welsh words to pronounce for us Americans. Next we have Caesar. You probably know this. Capital C-A-E-S-A-R. Noun from circa 1548. Although Caesar lived much longer before that. One, any of the Roman emperors succeeding Augustus Caesar, and it is used as a title. 2A is often not capitalized, a powerful ruler. And then we have 2A1, synonym is emperor. 2A2, synonyms are autocrat and dictator. 2B, the civil power, a temporal ruler. And this is from the reference in MT, this must be in the Bible, MT 22:21. And then Caesarian is an adjective spelled a couple different ways. But this is from Gaius Julius Caesar. And I, you know, I'm pretty sure that he was the one who got stabbed in the back. Next we have Caesarian. C-A-E-S-A-R-E-A-N, could also be spelled C-A-E-S-A-R-I-A-N, and those are variations of Caesarian spelled C-E-S-A-R-E-A-N. We'll get to that one later. But next we have Caesarian section. Again, this is a variation of Caesarian section spelled differently. Next is Caesarism. Oh, no, it's Caesarism. I'm so dumb. I had that same problem before I recorded this episode. Caesarism, with a capital C. Noun from 1857. Imperial authority or system. Political absolutism. And then a synonym is dictatorship. We don't like that. And Caesarist is a noun. That's probably either the one who is the dictator or the one who would like to have this dictatorship. Next is Caesar salad, noun from 1946. A tossed salad usually made of romaine, garlic, anchovies, and croutons, and dressed with olive oil, coddled egg, lemon juice, and grated cheese. This is not from Julius Caesar. This is from Caesar Cardini, who was an Italian-born but American restaurateur who died in 1957. Man, he really created something that just is going to live on for ages. The Caesar salad. Who doesn't know about the Caesar salad? All right, next is caesium, C-A-E-S-I-U-M, chiefly British variation of caesium without the A. Next is cespitose, C-A-E-S-P-I-T-O-S-E, adjective from 1830. One, growing in clusters or tufts. Number two, forming a dense turf. Okay, next is caesura. Caesura, a couple ways. C-A-E-S-U-R-A, noun from 1556. One is in modern prosody. I don't know what that is. P-R-O-S-O-D-Y. in modern prosody. That's the web we're talking about. Number one is a usually rhetorical break in the flow of sound in the middle of a line of verse. Oh, it's like prose. It's poetry. Number two is Greek and Latin prosody, prosody. So Greek and Latin prose or poetry. A break in the flow of sound in a verse caused by the ending of a word within a foot. I would love to see an example of this. Maybe we can find an example and post it on the social media. Number three, synonyms are break and interruption. Four, a pause marking a rhythmic point of division in a melody. And caesural is an adjective. Let's see. So this is from Latin. It's the act of cutting, from caedere, which means to cut. And that's good for that. So it's, yeah, it's a break, it's a cut, it's an interruption. Caesura. Next is CAF, all caps, abbreviation for cost and freight. Next is cafe. You can spell it with a accent, an accent on the E, or without. Noun from 1802. One, a usually small and informal establishment serving various refreshments as coffee. And then broadly, the synonym is the number, it's just this restaurant. Number two, synonym is barroom. Three, synonyms are cabaret and nightclub. This is from the French word café, which means coffee, or just café. From the Turkish word kahve, K-A-H-V-E. That probably means coffee. And then there's more at the word coffee. Next is CAFE, all caps, abbreviation for corporate average fuel economy. Next is café au lait. It is three words, technically. Noun from 1763. One, coffee with usually hot milk in about equal parts. Two, the color of coffee with milk. But I do know that a latte, I guess that would not be coffee, that would be espresso. A latte is made with hot milk and espresso, and then a café au lait is just regular coffee brewed, and then you put some hot milk in there, in about equal parts, depending on how you like it. Next is café noir, noun from, oh, by the way, café au lait is French, and it just means coffee with milk. Next is café noir, noun from 1845, coffee without milk or cream. Also, the synonym demi-tasse, D-E-M-I-T-A-S-S-E. And this is French, and it means black coffee. Next is café society, two words, noun from 1937, society of persons who are regular patrons of fashionable cafes. Well, I think I would like to go to an unfashionable cafe. I could still be part of cafe society, though, right? It's just a different kind of society. Yeah, that seems very posh, and you know, it seems very French to me. You just go and you sit in a cafe, and it's fashionable. Okay, moving on to cafeteria, first form, noun from 1894. One, a restaurant in which the customers serve themselves or are served at a counter and take the food to tables to eat. Number two, the number two definition for the word lunchroom. So this is an American Spanish word, cafeteria, which is a coffee house, from cafetera, which means coffee maker, from the French word cafetière, which is from the word café. Now we have the second form of cafeteria, adjective from 1951, providing a selection from which a choice may be made, as in cafeteria benefit plan, also as in a cafeteria curriculum. So it's, you know, if you think about your cafeteria, your lunchroom at school, if you didn't bring out your own lunch, you would get to choose the different things, the different options. So I think that's kind of what this is. It's you get to choose different options for your curriculum or your benefit plan or other examples that I cannot think of right now. Next, we have cafeteria style, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1952. The synonym is just cafeteria, as in cafeteria style benefits, just like the last one. Next, we have Cafetorium. This is a noun from 1952. A large room designed to use both as a cafeteria and an auditorium. And it's just combining cafeteria and auditorium. What would this be like? You would use it sometimes as an auditorium, sometimes as a cafeteria. Do you ever use it for the same thing at the same time? A cafetorium? Oh, this seems so silly. Okay, next is caff, C-A-F-F, noun from 1931. It is British, and we have the number one definition for the word cafe, which is just an informal establishment serving various refreshments like coffee. And then our last word is caffeinated, C-A-F-F-E-I-N-A-T-E-D. I am slightly caffeinated right now. This is an adjective from 1971, stimulated by or as if by caffeine, as in caffeinated workers, also as in caffeinated rhythms of electronic music. That is a quote from Mark Weingarten. Mark is M-A-R-C. Number two, containing caffeine, as in caffeinated coffee, opposed to decaffeinated coffee. All right, so we had Carfili, Caesar, Caesarian section, Caesarism, Caesar salad, Caesium, cespitos, Caesura, CAF, Cafe, CAFE, Cafe au lait, Cafe noir, Cafe society, Cafeteria, Cafeteria style, Cafetorium, Caff, and caffeinated. Let's see. I'll just pick. What do I want to pick? I'll just pick cafeteria as the word of the episode because it's a place that we can't really enjoy these days during the pandemic. But it's a place where people can get together and eat some food and maybe meet some new friends, and that's good. So that's all I got today. Please rate and review this show, especially on Apple Podcasts. The more ratings and reviewings I get, the more people will see this and it will pop up in their feeds. And so that would be great. Please subscribe. Please share. If you want to contact me, dictionarypod@email.com. I'm also at dictionarypod on the social media. There's also a Google Voice number that you can call and leave a message, and maybe I'll play it in a show. Just enjoy it and be kind, be nice to people, help people out, do all those good things. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Michael Hunter. My buddy David Spencer and I have a new podcast all about one of our favorite internet sites growing up, HomestarRunner.com. You know, the guys that did...
Girl Squad!
Looks like we're gonna have to jump!
I said come on, Bohobo guys, I said come on.
We're going through every Flash cartoon on the site in release order. I've seen all of them, David has seen most of them, and David's wife Alexa pops in and watches them for the first time, just for the show. Come on, Fahooglapods, a Homestar Runner podcast, available wherever podcasts are sold, and at pipedreampodcast.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.